This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Amid the prevailing situation in West Asia, the Centre has invoked the Essential Commodities Act 1955 to regulate the production, maintain supply, equitable distribution and availability of natural gas for priority sectors. As per a notification of the Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry, the priority of supply of natural gas has been given to sectors including domestic piped natural gas supply, compressed natural gas for transport, LPG production, including LPG shrinkage requirements, and pipeline compressor fuel and other essential pipeline operational requirements. It said the supply shall be maintained subject to operational availability to 100% of their past 6-month average gas consumption. A report.
The order further states that the government shall ensure supply of natural gas to the fertilizer plants on 70% of their past 6-month average gas consumption, subject to operational availability. It added that gas marketing entities shall ensure that gas supply to tea industries, manufacturing and other industrial consumers supplied through the national gas grid is maintained at 80% of their past 6-month average gas consumption, subject to operational availability. The order also said that all city gas distribution entities shall ensure that industrial and commercial consumers supplied through their networks receive 80% of their past 6-month average gas consumption subject to operational availability. With Saklan Akhtar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. Congress MP Dr. Muhammad Javed moved the resolution when the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon. He said the Speaker disallowed the leader of the opposition and other opposition leaders to speak in the House and made unwarranted allegations against women MPs of the opposition. Mr. Javed said Mr. Birla failed to maintain an impartial attitude necessary to command the confidence of all sections of the House. Initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of the Congress said the leader of opposition in the House, Rahul Gandhi, was repeatedly interrupted by the Speaker during his speech on the motion of thanks to the President's address. He said the Speaker acted with partiality during the proceedings of the House. He said this resolution has been brought as a responsibility to protect the dignity of the House, not personally against Mr. Birla. Opposing the resolution, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the Speaker has been impartial. He said during the first phase of the budget session, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi stood up and said he does not need anyone's permission to speak in the House. Mr. Rijiju said all members are equal and everyone needs the Chair's permission to speak in the House. The Rajya Sabha today began its proceedings with the Union Ministers tabling the reports of various ministries and departments. Members of the House also tabled the reports of the parliamentary committees in the House. During 0 hour, TMC MP Derek O'Brien demanded a discussion on special intensive revision SIR carried out by the Election Commission in various states, including West Bengal. The Leader of Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, also demanded debate on electoral reforms in the House. Amid sloganeering, the opposition walked out of the House. Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, said the opposition does not want actual debate inside the House. He also condemned the opposition for raising the issue of SIR inside the House, even after the discussion on electoral reforms had already happened. The Supreme Court has asked the Election Commission of India and the Government of West Bengal to provide full logistical support to judicial officers involved in the ongoing special intensive revision of electoral rolls in the state. The top court bench said the Chief Justice of the High Court can form a bench of former Chief Justices and High Court judges to deal with appeals and ask the poll panel to issue a notification for setting up an appellate body to deal with the appeals against the judicial officers' decisions in the SIR process. A 3-judge bench headed by Chief Justice of India Suryakant said the judicial officers have already dealt with over 10 lakh objections and claims from people facing deletion from the voters' list. The Swiss Open badminton tournament will start in the Swiss city of Basel today. Indian stars H.S. Pranoy and Kidambi Srikanth will spearhead the Indian challenge after 2-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu gave a miss as she recovers from a 3-day ordeal in Dubai. In men's singles, Srikanth will open against Hong Kong's Jason Gunawan. Tomorrow, Pranoy will take on Japan's Koki Watanabe. And with that, we end this news bulletin.